Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.
Hello, everybody, once again, and welcome to another exciting episode of Business Radio X On Location. I'm Ryan McPherson. Thank you so much for joining us. And today we are broadcasting from the historical Women's Club of Nashville, a great place for weddings, meetings, parties, and more. And today they're having the NABO Nashville University Series. It's kicking off with some great guest speakers and over 50 women business owners here in the Nashville area together to talk about entrepreneurship and more. Now joining me on the broadcast is someone from a little company called Girls to the Moon, and her name is Courtney Rogers. How are you doing, Courtney?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us. Tell us about Girls to the Moon.
Absolutely. Girls to the Moon is about a year old, and we are a social enterprise company. There are three of us that founded us, founded Girls to the Moon. And it started with conversations about 5 years ago, specifically talking about the need for young girls to be surrounded with really positive messages and specifically focused on you can do what you want to whenever you want to. Go learn about science and technology, engineering, math. Go travel the world, you know, all of these things that I think as women in our 30s and up, we feel pretty confident in those messages, but we very specifically wanted younger girls to have that, have
how
those
young?
Messages. The age range that we are specifically focused on is age 8 to 14.
Okay.
And people ask, oh, wow, how, you know, what's the science and the data behind that? And it's, I have an 8-year-old daughter and one of the other co-founders has a 14-year-old daughter. So there you go. There's your age range.
Yeah.
But really, we wanted to talk to these girls before they got to high school.
Mm-hmm.
The three of us are women co-founders, and we, like a lot of girls and women, struggled with mean girls and struggled with, you know, not feeling confident, not feeling comfortable in our skin. And we really thought if we could get to them before they got to high school and start young, I think we could make a pretty huge impact. So we were chatting about it for 5 years. It was one of those, you know, wouldn't this be great if?
Yes.
What if?
Right. Somebody should.
And you know what? The three of us, we are big believers in talking and then actually doing the walk to follow up with that talk. And so last January, so just at a year ago, we formed an LLC and went to Avenue Bank and opened up a checking account. We were bootstrapping it, so we put in a little bit of money on our own. And last year, we had our one event. We decided, you know, let's put this into an event form. And we had 350 people show
Wow.
up to our sold-out event in September.
That's fantastic. And so that's how you're actively getting the message to the young girls or engaging them by having an event, or are you partnering with any or other organizations to help amplify your message?
We are. So the other thing that we talked about is there are already people doing great things out there. So let's not recreate the wheel. Let's join forces and really be a platform.
Mm-hmm.
And that event was really a catalyst for us. So we had one event last year and we decided to have four events this year.
In 2016, there's going to be four events. When's the first one?
Yeah. So our first event is February 13th.
Right around the corner.
Up. Yes.
Yeah. Tickets still available?
Tickets are available.
How can people get involved?
On our website, which is girlstothemoon.com.
Okay, good. And we'll have a link to that on our website later.
Yes.
So please check that out. So first event in February.
First event in February, and it's called A Love Within. And so, you know, playing off the Valentine's Day theme, we want to talk to these girls about loving themselves first, because we genuinely feel that if you love yourself, it is so much easier to be kind to other people. And it is so much easier to make those bold decisions that we want these girls to be making.
Right.
So it's a little play off of Valentine's Day.
Right.
We've got three speakers coming in. We've got some crafts. We're going to have the girls make a decorate a jar and write love notes to themselves. So maybe if they're having one of those days, they can open up that jar and say, you know, I am an amazing person. I am beautiful. I am smart. All of the things that, you know, our parents tell us, but sometimes it's just nice to be reminded.
Right. So you got that first event kicking off in May, and people can get involved, attend, or you're still probably looking for sponsorships or anything
we
like
are.
That.
We are. Yeah. We have one sponsor, which is Emma, and they are a local email marketing company, and we're actually using their space, which is a gorgeous space in Nashville. And we're looking for sponsors. Really, this is a smaller event. We're looking at probably about 75 people, where our camp friends were called.
Mm-hmm.
Our big event, we call it a camp friend. So it's
okay.
A mix between a camp and a conference.
Camp friends. You bring a sleeping bag or something?
No. And that's why we thought, well, because conference sounded so boring
for
girls.
Yeah.
The difference really with us, and I think a lot of groups, is that we really want the caregivers to be involved with our girls. And we at first started saying mothers and daughters, and we thought, no, there's a lot more people out there than just mothers who are wanting to empower young girls. Mm-hmm. And so we specifically create events where caregivers spend time with their girls. And, you know, and then they can take those messages back with them.
Now, we work closely back in our studios in Atlanta with Women in Technology, who is a group that's involved with, you know, influencing young girls all the way from the, you know, elementary age through college and beyond. And particularly in science and technology. And we hear a lot that young girls, 8 to 10 or so, are really engaged just as equally as boys. But it does tend to drift as they get older into the high school age, and more boys stay involved with science and technology, and girls go on to different things. And a lot of that we have heard, you know, plays into social peer pressures and society, things, the TV and family members. And it's just not cool to be in science and technology.
Yeah, it really, it's that message. And it's a message that we've been hearing for years and years. And I think that our timing is really, really great. People are paying more attention to the wants and desires of these young girls. Things like, you know, Target is separating, or they're removing the fact that they have their boys and girls toys separated.
Okay.
A lot of large companies are starting to do that, because who cares if you're a girl or a boy? Just play with whatever toy you want to play
with. Yes, right. Whether it's a truck or a Barbie,
exactly.
Whatever you like to
and
play
with. And I think,
with.
You know, even when I was growing up, and I'm almost 38, you know, it was very girls wore pink, boys wore blue. You know, girls did girl things, boys did boy things. And that is absolutely changing.
Yes.
And so we want to be a part of that. But you know what? If a girl wants to wear pink and play with princesses and be, quote, girly, girly, then heck yeah, go for it.
Right.
And if you want to grow up and be an astronaut and a scientist and change the world, then, you know, heck yeah, do that too.
And I think a lot of that is attributed to there was more women in leadership. There's more women-owned businesses like yourself.
Yeah, there we need a lot more.
Yeah, we definitely do.
Especially in the South.
Right.
But yes, I think that we're definitely starting to see a difference there. You know, there are more women than men in the U.S. Mm-hmm. And so it's still surprising to me when I see some of the statistics.
Yeah, why am I still single if that's the case, right? I don't understand that one. So,
don't do online dating.
I've tried. Yeah, it hasn't worked any better than anything
else
I've tried.
You know what, though? Teaching these young girls, you know, when they're 8, 9, love yourself, be confident in yourself. Those are some serious life skills that, you know, I wish that I'd had when I was younger. And who knows, you know, I could have possibly started to make a difference earlier in my life.
The soft skills that you learn, how to, you know, get along with folks, how to encourage others, how to be supportive.
Absolutely. And support other women. Women have got to support other women. That's why I think NABO is just fantastic. And not just mouth, not just say I support you, but show up at your events and write the checks and serve on the boards. That is what absolutely matters. It breaks my heart when I see women that don't support other women. And that's something that we're trying to make a huge difference with at a young age.
Yeah. So what brings you out here today for this event? You're not a NABO member, but you're a guest. So what are you expecting to get out of today as well?
Well, let's see. A few things brought me here. Jackie and I, the president of NABO, have been social friends, meaning Twitter and Facebook, for a couple of years. We ran into each other at an event a few months ago and said, you know, we kind of know each other, but let's really have a conversation. Mm-hmm. So we had a coffee, I guess that was in December. And we both said, you know what, we're going to support each other. I am president of NAMA, which is the Nashville American Marketing Association.
Okay.
So similar to NABO, but from a marketing perspective. Mm-hmm. And so we both said, you know, hey, let's not just talk about it. Let's actually do it. Let's start showing up at each other's events and supporting each other. And then now that I've got the Girls to the Moon aspect behind me, I just think it makes a ton of sense to surround myself with a bunch of really smart women.
Absolutely. And they're here to support you, and you can support them. And then everybody's voice gets heard to a larger audience. And then the girls and the ladies can get those business connections made and solidified a little further. So today you're going to have a guest speaker. You're looking to network more. You're hoping to maybe come to future events as well.
Absolutely. So one of the other co-founders of Girls to the Moon is actually a moderator at next month's event. So that was a nice plug. She is at a meeting. Otherwise, she would have been here today. And I am personal friends with Marcus, the speaker today.
Okay.
And I think he's fantastic. Girls to the Moon is looking for an opportunity to find some investors.
Mm-hmm.
We're really using 2016 to figure out what this is going to look like moving forward. And we know that we need funding. And so, I mean, Marcus is president of Jumpstart Foundry. And, you know, we're really trying to hang out in those circles a little bit more to figure out what that investment possibly could look like.
So listeners, if you would like to get involved and perhaps become part of the donating and funding of Girls to the Moon, you can do so at girlstothemoon.com. And you can send Courtney a direct email at Courtney, I spell C-O-U-R-T-E-N-A-Y, Rogers, R-O-G-E-R-S, at girlstothemoon.com for more information about that. And so when you're not out there changing the world of little girls and business owners alike, what do you like to do when you're off time?
Well, I've got an 8-year-old little girl.
So there is no off time.
Yeah, there is no off time. We very much enjoyed our snow weekend.
Yes.
We have kind of gotten into roller skating lately. I forgot how much I loved it. I used to do it all the time when I was younger. It was one of those things, we were bored a couple weekends ago and I was like, oh, there's a cool skating rink.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you how great of a skater I am. Well, it turns out I kind of am. Like, I forgot how good I was.
Maybe roller derbies in your future or something.
Well, I've got friends on the National Roller Derby, and it's funny.
Yes.
I posted a video of my daughter roller skating, and they said, hey, she should be in junior roller derby. No, I spend a lot of times with my friend, or a lot of time with my family and my friends. I've got family close by. And then when I'm not trying to change the world with Girls to the Moon, I've got NAMA that keeps me very occupied. And then I'm also a technology consultant as well.
Well, there you heard it here, folks. Courtney is quite busy, but she's taking her time out here today to enjoy all the goings on here at NABO and their first kickoff of the NABO University series. And so if we can help you further your mission and your cause and amplify your voice at Business Radio X, please let us know. We'd be happy
Absolutely.
To do so.
Thank you.
Remind our listeners how they can find more information about you.
Yes, we have a website. That's girlstothemoon.com. We are also on Twitter at girlstothemoon. We've got a pretty active Facebook page as well. If you just look up Girls to the Moon, the three of us are all super social. We are all professional marketers and technologists, so we can easily be found out there.
That's right. So connect with Courtney and her team at Girls to the Moon over there. Thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to
Absolutely.
More great things from you in 2016.
Thank you.
And listeners, make sure you are connected with us on Twitter at Business Radio X. You can follow me personally at Ryan Redhawk, and all thoughts and comments are welcome there. And go to Facebook and like us as well, Business Radio X. If you or your company would like for Business Radio X to come out to your location and experience radio in your booth, let us know. Or you can go to radioinmybooth.com. That's radioinmybooth.com. Thank you to Stone Payton and Lee Cantor. And on behalf of the entire Business Radio X network, I'm Ryan McPherson. We will see you on the radio.